A volatile, uncertain market. The sure things of the past on Wall Street, like the euro and the dollar, are now shaky. So where are investors putting their money?
They're fleeing to gold. They bashed me for doing radio commercials on my show for gold when gold was $800 an ounce. And they were saying, oh, Glenn Beck is duping everybody. They're going to lose their money. Really? It's now over $1,200 an ounce.
Hey, make that $1,400 an ounce. Glenn Beck has always had a thing for gold. And amid fears of rising inflation, Wall Street seems to be warming up to the precious metal market once again.
Get out your pickaxes and pans. There's a new breed of 49ers, and they're wearing Armani suits. The takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, April 7th. There's gold in that there Wall Street.
And they're trying to get gold out of the budget negotiations, which are at the top of the morning's news in Washington, D.C. Lawmakers promise slow but steady progress being made on a budget agreement. Prospect of a government shutdown still looms large, though. It would happen tomorrow if it comes. President Obama met with congressional leaders late last night. He says there is no reason a budget deal can't be reached.
If we're serious about getting something done, we should be able to complete a deal and get it passed and avert a shutdown. But it's going to require a sufficient sense of urgency from all parties involved.
The late-night 90-minute meeting gave no breakthroughs. But afterwards, House Speaker John Boehner said he thought a solution seemed within reach.
We did have a productive conversation this evening. We do have some honest differences, but I do think we made some progress. But I want to reiterate there's no agreement on a number, and there's no agreement on the policy writers.
Boehner says the House will vote today on a new stopgap plan to keep the government open without any of the cuts that are being discussed for another week. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says yet another short-term spending bill isn't the answer.
President Obama is right. We can't keep funding our great country with one stopgap after another. The United States of America, this great country of ours, shouldn't have to live paycheck to paycheck.
Demonstrators have been rallying outside the Capitol, calling for budget cuts and a shutdown if necessary to get them. Meanwhile, the White House has started making plans for that shutdown.
In a rambling letter to President Obama, Muammar Gaddafi accuses the U.S. of endorsing an, quote, unjust war. But Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says ending the conflict is actually up to the Libyan leader.
I don't think there is any mystery about what is expected from Mr. Gaddafi at this time. That is an international assessment. And the sooner that occurs and the bloodshed ends, the better it will be for everyone.
Former U.S. Congressman Kurt Weldon is in Tripoli today. He's urging Gaddafi to step aside.
In the Ivory Coast, forces loyal to internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara say they plan to resume attacks on incumbent Laurent Gbagbo, who's in that bunker today. Fierce fighting has continued in the main city of Abidjan, where Gbagbo clings to power, at least clings to his bunker. Portugal has become the third Eurozone country to request financial aid from the European Union. Economists say Portugal might need more than $110 billion to handle its debts.
The 2011 Masters Golf Tournament starts later this morning at the Augusta National Golf Club. Last year's winner, Phil Mickelson, will tee off this afternoon. And Glenn Beck, who we heard from earlier, is leaving Fox News.
He's going to go into gold trading, right?
I don't know. Maybe he'll invest in sea rats. After months of talks with Fox chairman Roger Ailes, Beck's contract with Fox ends in December, but he is expected to leave before then. Looking at the markets, Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,426. The S&P at 1,335. The NASDAQ at 2,799. We're going to be talking about a ban in France on the burqa, any veil that covers your whole face, with someone who says we shouldn't ban the burqa and supports the wearing of it. But first, we want to talk about the possibility of a government shutdown. Where will it be felt first? Probably in your state.